这是2013年普通高等学校招生全国统一考试湖北卷英语科听力部分。该部分分为第一、第二两节。注意，回答听力部分时，请先将答案标在试卷上。听力部分结束前，你将有2分钟的时间将你的答案转涂到客观题答题卡上。现在是听力试音时间。试音过程中，如遇播音效果不好，考生可举手向监考员反映，以便采取相应措施。现在开始中文试音。小车正穿行在落基山脉蜿蜒曲折的盘山公路上。克里斯朵夫·李维静静地望着窗外，发现每当车子即将行驶到无路的当口，路边都会出现一块交通指示牌，前方转弯或注意急转弯。而拐过每一道弯之后，前方照例又是一片柳暗花明，豁然开朗。山路弯弯，峰回路转，前方转弯几个大字一次次地冲击着他的眼球，也渐渐叩开了他的心扉。原来不是路已到了尽头，而是该转弯了。路在脚下，更在心中，心随路转，心路长宽。学会转弯也是人生的智慧，因为挫折往往是转折，危机同时是转机。现在开始英文试音。
Hello, International Friends Club. Can I help you?
Hello. I read about your club in the paper today, and I thought I'd phone to find out a bit more.
Yes, certainly. Well, we are a sort of social club for people from different countries.It's quite a new club. We have about 50 members at the moment. But we're growing all the time.
That sounds interesting. I'm British, actually. And I came to Washington about 3 months ago. I'm looking for ways to meet people. What kinds of events do you organize?
Well, we have social get-togethers and sports events.And we also have language evenings.
Could you tell me something about the language evenings?
Yes. Every day, except Thursday, we have a language evening. People can come and practice their languages, you know, over a Coke or something. We have different languages on different evenings. Monday, Spanish. Tuesday, Italian.Wednesday, German, and Friday, French. On Thursday, we usually have a meal in a restaurant for anyone who wants to come.
Well, that sounds great. I really need to practice my French.
Okay. Well, if you can just give me your name and address, I'll send you the form and some more information. If you join now...You can have the first month free.
试音到此结束。听力考试正式开始。请看听力部分第一节。第一节。听下面5段对话。每段对话后有一个小题。从题中所给的 A、B、C 3个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有10秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。 每段对话仅读一遍。例如，现在你有五秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's 9:15.
你将有五秒钟的时间将正确答案标在试卷上。衬衫的价格为9磅15便士，所以你选择 B 项，并在试卷上将其标出。现在你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Wake up, John. It's time for school.
No school today. Oh, I'm so tired. I will not get up yet.
No school? Why?
It's Saturday.
Did you feed Frank today?
Yes, I did. I also gave him a bath.
Thank you, honey. Could you take him to the vet tomorrow? His appointment is at 10 in the morning. Have you heard? Our president is starting a new program.
Oh, really? How will it benefit us?
The program requires professors to take on students in their research projects. Then, we'll have more chance of gathering research experience. Dear me! Somebody's been leaving the lab door unlocked.
Don't look at me.
Hello, Max. Come in, please.
Gosh, I'm finally here. I'm nearly worn out. My apartment is only on the 2nd floor.
Well, I wish my apartment were 4 floors lower like yours.
Second节到此结束。第二节听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题。从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白，读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Sorry about the wait. I'm Dr. Green.
How do you do?
Hi. I see that you're experiencing some back pain.
Yes, I am.My doctor's away on vacation. He always gives me this to reduce my pain. But I've run out of my pills. I wonder if you might be able to give me some.
you really should have a thorough checkup. But you are the most polite patient I've seen all week, so I'll break the rule for you. Sorry about the wait. I'm Dr. Green.
How do you do?
Hi. I see that you're experiencing some back pain.
Yes, I am. My doctor's away on vacation. He always gives me this to reduce my pain. But I've run out of my pills. I wonder if you might be able to give me some.
You really should have a thorough checkup. But you are the most polite patient I've seen all week, so I'll break the rule for you.
听下面一段对话，回答第八和第九两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Hello?
Mr. Anderson?
Yes.
This is Temporary Jobs Agency. You called us several weeks ago about a job position.
Uh-huh.
We have a two-day job for you, if you're still available. It's a fundraising party at Grand Hotel.
Absolutely, yes.
They need you there at 12:30 tomorrow. If you don't drive, they'll pick you up at 11 at the City Hall.
I'll drive there myself. Thank you very much. Hello?
Mr. Anderson?
Yes.
This is Temporary Jobs Agency. You called us several weeks ago about a job position.
Uh-huh.
We have a two-day job for you, if you're still available. It's a fundraising party at Grand Hotel.
Absolutely, yes.
They need you there at 12:30 tomorrow. If you don't drive, they'll pick you up at 11 at the City Hall.
I'll drive there myself. Thank you very much.
听下面一段对话，回答第十至第十二三个小题。现在，你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Have you decided how much you're going to ask for a flat, ma'am?
Not yet. Oh, I'm totally at a loss where to start.
Well, you need to consider several factors, like the size, location, condition. How big is your flat?
Two bedrooms.
That's not very big. Is it downtown?
Yes.It's just a block away from the finance center.
Well, that certainly adds to its value. Is it in good shape?
It was built in the 90s, but we've just had it redecorated.
You also need to consider the prices of other flats in the neighborhood.
Sure, sure.
Can you decide on the offer price now?
Probably not. I'd better talk with my husband first. Thanks for the information, though. I'll contact you when we have decided.
Have you decided how much you're going to ask for a flat, ma'am?
Not yet. Oh, I'm totally at a loss where to start.
Well, you need to consider several factors, like the size...Location, condition. How big is your flat?
Two bedrooms.
That's not very big. Is it downtown?
Yes. It's just a block away from the finance center.
Well, that certainly adds to its value. Is it in good shape?
It was built in the 90s, but we've just had it redecorated.
You also need to consider the prices of other flats in the neighborhood.
Sure, sure.
Can you decide on the offer price now?
Probably not. I'd better talk with my husband first. Thanks for the information, though. I'll contact you when we have decided.
听下面一段对话，回答第13至第16四个小题。现在，你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Oh, I hope Alexander likes this. It's a bit of risk serving fish and shrimps to a guest who comes to visit us for the first time. Maybe I should also prepare a steak.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. Alexander is the new director of my department, and I don't know much about his preference. He came from another department of the company,early this year.
I've never met him before, but I've heard a lot about him from you in the past few days. It seems that he's a very good boss, with rich business experience.
Absolutely. He's the one who comes to save the department.
Really? Why do you say so?
Well, you know, last year, when the economy was not good,Our profit was far from satisfying. The company even thought about closing down this department.
So, what about the situation this year?
Alexander introduced a brand new system for sales and management, and it's quite effective and efficient. The profit has even doubled in the last month.
Wow, that's fantastic. I cannot wait to meet him for dinner.Oh, I hope Alexander likes this. It's a bit of risk serving fish and shrimps to a guest who comes to visit us for the first time. Maybe I should also prepare a steak.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. Alexander is the new director of my department, and I don't know much about his preference. He came from another department of the company,early this year.
I've never met him before, but I've heard a lot about him from you in the past few days. It seems that he's a very good boss, with rich business experience.
Absolutely. He's the one who comes to save the department.
Really? Why do you say so?
Well, you know, last year, when the economy was not good,Our profit was far from satisfying. The company even thought about closing down this department.
So, what about the situation this year?
Alexander introduced a brand new system for sales and management, and it's quite effective and efficient. The profit has even doubled in the last month.
Wow, that's fantastic. I cannot wait to meet him for dinner.
听下面一段独白，回答第十七至第二十四个小题。现在，你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
The coming next program is One Man Show by David Meller. The guy David Meller needs no introduction. He's so famous, not only because of his talent, but because of his looks. Neither pretty nor ugly, but strange, especially his face. It's like a flat board. On the board, eyes,Nose, mouth, and ears are all in their places. But each of them possesses easily recognized characteristics. Take eyes, for example. When they're open, what you can see are two very narrow lines. And nose, a little bit raised and shaped like a badminton bat.And his mouth is, well, let me say this way. Each corner could reach the ear. As the saying goes, smile from ear to ear or wear a big smile. But our guy never smiles. Actually, he doesn't know how to smile, not to see laugh. His full and very black mustache covers his upper lip.Whenever he wants to start a speech, he bites his lips for a while. During his talk, he clears his throat from time to time. Although he pretends to be gentle, he may make you feel very tense and worried. Before I invite him onto the stage, one thing I should warn you of. Listen to his talk. Don't watch his face,or his show. Ladies and gentlemen, now Mr. David Meller. The coming next program is One Man Show by David Meller. The guy David Meller needs no introduction. He's so famous, not only because of his talent, but because of his looks. Neither pretty,nor ugly, but strange, especially his face. It's like a flat board. On the board, eyes, nose, mouth, and ears are all in their places. But each of them possesses easily recognized characteristics. Take eyes, for example. When they're open, what you can see are two very narrow lines. And nose, a little bit raised and shaped like a badminton bat. And his mouth is, well, let me say this way. Each corner could reach the ear. As the saying goes, smile from ear to ear or wear a big smile. But our guy never smiles.Actually, he doesn't know how to smile, not to see laugh. His full and very black mustache covers his upper lip. Whenever he wants to start a speech, he bites his lips for a while. During his talk, he clears his throat from time to time. Although he pretends to be gentle, he may make you feel very tense and worried.Before I invite him onto the stage, one thing I should warn you of. Listen to his talk. Don't watch his face or his show. Ladies and gentlemen, now Mr. David Meller.
第二节到此结束。现在，你有两分钟的时间，将试卷上的答案转涂到客观题答题卡上。听力部分到此结束。